some legislation that passed. It passed unanimously in the House and in the Senate, and Governor Snyder signed it. It was to allow a family that suffers a stillbirth that 1 year tax exemption. So $4,400 is what we receive in the state of Michigan for each personal exemption. And in this case, because that child never took a breath, that baby never took a breath and was born still, then they would be allowed that to also have that exemption that would have been given again if that baby would have been born live. So that now is in law. Mm-hmm. That is part of the process when you fill out your taxes. That one was very special to me because as you probably recall, Greg, 24 years ago, my husband and I lost our first daughter. I carried her past my due date, and she was born still. She had wrapped herself in her cord. So watching that be able to play out and know that families that have that similar loss will be able to have that very small token of understanding the financial implications of the pregnancy and getting the nursery ready and the medical cost. And to me, it's just the right thing to do for the families. Someone suggested you must have a stillbirth certificate in order to claim that exemption. So someone suggested that I create legislation that would eliminate the fee. The state charges, I believe it's $34 for that fee that you must have to have in your filing, in the filing process for taxes, mm-hmm. again, for the state. So we're looking at legislation that would give that to the family for free.